Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Shenanigans Uncut. We're no topic is off limit. We get a little bit more personal, a little bit more unfiltered on these episodes. This is when you get to know a lot more about us. So we are going to hop right in to our uncut episode. And on this episode, we're going to talk about shooting your shot.
Woo, let's talk about it. Well, yeah.
Here she goes. She's about to be a mess. I can already tell.
I can tell too. So tell me how y'all feel about shooting y'all shot.
You know,
I love when you start with, you know.
You know, I'm pretty I don't want to say aggressive, because I feel like aggressive has a bad connotation. But I am proactive.
Mm-hmm.
There's another word I'm looking for. Maybe aggressive probably is. I don't know.
I think my shot. I think you're assertive when you shoot your
assertive. Shot. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Yeah. I don't mind, especially if it's somebody that I'm like, nah, you're not leaving here till I talk to you. Then I'm going to do that.
That's very you. That's very you. Jenny, you be shooting your shot.
I don't mind doing it. I think I've grown to be more comfortable over the years. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely shoot my shot. Here's the thing. If I shoot my shot, it's not that I like to make people feel uncomfortable, but I don't mind being in like an awkward situation with somebody because I am shooting my shot. So I think it makes it all worth it, because it's like, okay, I wouldn't have expected you to do that, but here we are.
And Jenny, if I remember correctly, you the one that liked to do the jokey jokes.
Yes. You know, I might crack a little joke, get them to laugh, giggle, you know.
That's how you be shooting your shot, Jenny.
Saying I want the man to giggle is funny.
Listen, I think if I can make him giggle, then that's my way in.
Because all I hear when I hear giggle is jiggle. And I'm like, you wanted to make the man giggle and jiggle? Shoot yourself. Jiggling.
I don't want no man jiggling. Like, I don't even know.
It depends.
I don't know what that is. Don't jiggle.
Some men jiggle a little bit.
And they can jiggle
with extra.
That's fine.
Extra in the right places.
I jiggle when I giggle.
Please. Jenny, what you be saying when you shoot your shot?
Yeah.
You give them a joke, and then like you just walk up to them. Set the scene. Tell us what happens when you shoot your shot.
Well, okay, so eye contact is a must. You know how you look, you do like a double take. So I, you know, if I look and then I'll make my double take obvious, you know.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And then, you want him to see that you see him. See, you see me.
Right, exactly. I don't want you to think that was on accident. It was on purpose. So then, yeah, that's kind of what I do. I start with the eye contact.
And then he like gives you... Okay.
I feel like it's been a minute since I've done it, so I don't know.
This is true, because you've been shooting her virtual shot.
I'll just be direct. Or I'll say, like, I'll compliment them or something like that. And then I'll go in, I don't know, with whatever, you know, I want to say. You see, here's the thing. You know, I do it on the fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the moment. You know, that's when I'm in full throttle, when it's, you know... in the moment.
Okay, wait.
Full throttle.
Yes, like I can't.
These uncut episodes be having
Jennifer, please.
Be having Jenny act up.
This is the information I wanted.
Okay. She said, "This the info they wanted." She said, "She giving the people what they need."
Oh, absolutely.
Wait, Aisha said that you be shooting your virtual shot or your online shot. So, tell us about that. Like, what does that look like? Because you can't make eye contact,
right?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like this has been some time. I mean, I feel like I approach it in the same way. I mean, I can't make eye contact, but I think I'm just very direct. Or, I'd be real flirty with like the emojis or gifts. Gifts is my love language. Okay.
Okay. You slide in the deals. I wish Sierra was here. Because she's going to kill me, but I will never forget Sierra talking about putting the wave emoji to slide into somebody's ear.
Terrible. Terrible.
Okay. You be shooting your virtual shot online, Aisha? Like, you be sliding
in? I was going to say, who you talking to? I love to do some reactions and replies to stories. That's usually how I start. Gotta start some conversation and stuff. And then if I see you, then I just come back to your DMs and I'll say something about seeing you from before. And I use a lot of gifts too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also very direct. Like, the last DMs I had to slide in, I was being very direct. We was talking, vibing a little. And I said, hey, check this out. I'm not about to keep shooting shots and not making baskets. So you let me know if this ain't gonna work. And this person was like, what do you mean? And I put a gif of a man. He's kept throwing the ball and just kept missing. And I said, this ain't about to be me. This ain't me. So if you're gonna make this me, I'm not no loser. So you're ridiculous. I said, basically. But then I slid back and said, so when you gonna let me take you to dinner?
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Really, this person owns a business, and they were telling me that I could place an order through them and they would drop it off. I said, or you could bring it to dinner when I take you to dinner, is what I said.
Baby got a little game.
But the response was, I like what you did there. Let me know a time and date. So
that's how that went.
Next thing I knew, we was at dinner. So
I feel like I haven't shot my shot online or virtually online or in person in years. Many years. I'm so out of practice. And it's funny because when Aisha and I went out this past weekend, it was a couple cuties in there. And she was about to push me into them, and I was not going. I should have. But here's the thing. I'm on strike from shooting my shot. Let me tell y'all why. I'm on strike. Because I feel like, on a more superficial or surface level reasoning is, I need you to see me. Like, I want to be approached. I want somebody else to initiate it. Like, I want you to come after me. But I think when I was thinking about, like, well, why am I really on the strike? Because I've never really had a problem shooting my shot.
Why am I really on the strike?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's unpack this. But I figured out that I shot my shot a lot, pre being a mom. So now that I'm in this new mom body, you know, this new phase of life, I think I just need somebody else to affirm what I feel about myself. And so, like, yes, I like my body and it did wonderful things and I can still like my body and want to change it and all of that. But it's like, I just want somebody to affirm what it is that I see, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, shoot your shot with me.
I feel that. I like that.
It's almost like, I mean, you're the same person, but like you wanting that affirmation. It's like, well, you're kind of showing, you're a new version of you. And so it's like, you want that version to be affirmed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, that makes sense.
And I think too, at least when I was coming out of like my mom body, coming out of divorce, all that fun jazz, I wanted that too, but I ended up finding a balance to it of just making conversation, not shooting a shot, just kind of like talking in group or, you know, just saying hello, hey, da da da, you know, and just seeing if someone said something to me versus being distant and waiting to be approached. I don't know. I can understand that.
Yeah, and not even just like my body, but like just tapping back into any type of romance type of space. It has been quite some time, so it's like just trying to ease my way into that. But just shoot your shot with me, okay?
Yeah,
just come holler at me. The men ain't hollering like they used to holler.
I don't understand though, because do y'all not need phone numbers anymore? They ain't asking for numbers. They ain't asking for none of Instagram handles.
Ask for that? Nothing.
They don't be doing too much of nothing. They be like, "What you doing?" And I be like,
"Oh no,
huh? What?
That's what they be doing. What you doing tonight?
What you doing tonight? Where you about to go?" That's what I get all the time. Hey girl, where you about to go? First of all, let me tell you what you about to get by saying "hey girl" to me. Cussed out. But so I think my thing is too, especially, you know, where I am with my sexuality, where I am with like all of that, I don't know that a woman would ever approach me.
Why not though?
I mean, because women never approached me before. Maybe I didn't have gay vibes before. I don't know. I mean,
I'm about to start. Listen, because you know my TikTok algorithm all over the place. So it be sending me stuff like, "This is how to make yourself look more like a lesbian." It's like, why are you sending that to me? You telling me something? You know something that I don't know? I need to present more queer. Is that what you're saying? But I'm gonna send it to you because you know they be coming on my TikTok like, "This is how you present."
Listen, I get all them. My Instagram know me by now. It don't show me nothing but two mom families, women weddings, and who proposed to who, and all this. Like, that's all my whole little Instagram is, okay? We having me over in the corner crying at night because I be all in my feelings. But I'm like, I don't think, because I mean, even, you know, my person was like, "Oh, I thought you were straight." So I don't know. Only lesbian, queer, bi women who've ever tried to approach me, they were old. And I'm not trying to sound, I'm not ageist. So no one come after me. Do not cancel me. I am not ageist or age biased. But like, I mean like old.
You can have age preference.
I mean, yeah, and she knew right away because she asked how old I am, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm probably not in the age you're looking for." And I said, probably not." And my friends were like, "You're crazy. She could have taught you some things." And I'm like, you know,
I don't want to learn them from her.
Sure about that. Not sure about that, and I'm not sure. That's all I'll say. I'm gonna stop myself there.
Older don't mean better. I know exactly where you're going with that, but older don't mean better. I had
older men before, and I was like, this what y'all be doing? Never mind.
Right, exactly. And it's so crazy because I feel like, so I've had the spectrum. And honestly, like before I was apprehensive or like kind of not into dating younger guys, but honestly, I feel like the younger men for me and what I've experienced are like, I don't know, they're different. Like they give more of what I'm wanting. And I'm like, this is interesting.
They get more of what you be looking for.
No, for real. They seem more mature. Some of them do.
Oh no, see, they ain't seem more mature, but on the intimate side, they were doing some things. But as far as maturity, no. They were immediately canceled out my phone.
Oh yeah, I had a little young Tenderoni rock my world, but he showed his age very quickly. So it was, you know, short and sweet. It was a good time, but not for a long time. Because
not time.
But it was fun.
Mm-mm. I feel like we're at a weird, not a weird age. I love this age we're at. But I feel like we're like such an in-between. Huh?
I said, but I feel like it feels like a weird period in life.
Yeah, because from an age perspective, especially from a dating perspective, because you have like this group that's younger than you. That can be very hit or miss, like maturity or where they're at or what they want. And then you got the ones older than you that think that you young and don't know nothing, or they ain't doing nothing either. And they older age. So it just feels like such a, or don't take you seriously. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird age.
Do y'all think women should shoot their shot more?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's bold. I think it helps with confidence too. You can't tell me who I can't shoot at, and I don't care if I hit or miss. That, your fast self didn't walk past me. That's all. Or scroll through my timeline, whichever. I don't care. Y'all, if you ain't listened to the episode with the top down, go back and listen. I surely tried. He left me on red. And that's okay. That's all right. We're still cool now. No hard feelings. He just didn't want me in his little convertible with the top down.
Jenny, have you ever had some times where you shot the shot and it was not successful?
Not that I can remember.
No. You said I don't miss, baby, okay?
Oh,
I don't miss.
I just don't remember.
Because they probably wasn't memorable enough. And it's all right.
That part. That's what it is.
That's really what it is. Like, it's all right if you don't like me. It's mm-hmm. okay. It's more niggas that do. So it's all right.
Yeah. I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Mm-mm.
That's fine. I'm not meant to be. Because I'm actually a special roast. I'm a prime roast. And not everyone can handle that. I understand.
I was thinking in my mind when you said I ain't everybody's cup of tea. I'm like, yeah, sometimes I'm somebody's cup of tequila. You went prime roast. We went full meal. And I know that's right.
Prime rose, then you know, cool. A delicacy,
season,
marinate,
fall off the ball, okay,
powder and brine, all the things, got all the special stuff up in there, just floating up in there, just marinating with me. Everybody ain't ready for all that, and I completely understand. And you know, I let them move around very quickly.
Y'all have any last thoughts about shooting your shot? Any last tips for the girlies?
I say, when shooting your shot, be yourself. That sounds so cliche and probably a little corny. I was just telling Tristan he had to go do something other morning. I said, just be yourself. It's fine. But I say that because sometimes we feel pressured to when we go up to somebody or we're looking at like their aesthetic or their vibe or feel like we have to approach them a certain kind of way. But then you're going to attract them to something that you're not. If you try to go up to them not being yourself or, you know, not talking like yourself, whatever people do, I don't know what they do, but I would say be yourself. Tell the little jokey jokes, apparently, like Jenny do, if that's your thing, you know. Don't get together,
I don't want you. So absolutely. If you ain't gonna laugh at my joke, like, I don't want you.
It was the cackle for me.
It was. Yeah.
You gonna hold back, you know, you gonna be shy, hold back on the gippy gifts or make a little innuendo. I'm good for innuendo. I'm an innuendo you all day. I can't do that with you. You a prude or you ain't gonna send something back. I'm bored out my phone. So just be yourself. And you know, it'll make you more confident to keep shooting your shot and you might land something that you like.
Yeah. I would say, keep doing it. The more you do it, the more comfortable you become.
Mm-hmm.
Keep shooting your shot.
Practice makes perfect.
Period. And this is what? Period.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and with that being said, this wraps up our Shenanigans Uncut episode where no topic is off limits. Please hit us up on our social site, shenanigans_pod on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know your shot-worthy stories, the good, the bad, the ugly, the successful. Let us know, ladies. And men, let us know why y'all ain't shooting y'all shot. What happened? Y'all got broke during the pandemic? We want to know. Tell us.
Let somebody know. The girls need the cheat code. We trying to share with them.
Right. Let us know. And, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for some special announcements coming out about the Shenanigans podcast as we get ready for our 100th episode. And we will catch y'all, Lord willing, in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.